Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 77. If someone tries to talk to you about subjects that you're not interested in, there are ways to convey this to the person that would be Oino As Devarim. So you have to be careful and be respectful of both the other person and yourself when you want to convey that you're not interested in a particular topic that someone's bringing up. On the other hand, it could be at times that even if you're not interested in the topic that the other person is bringing up, it's still an act of chesed to allow that other person to talk to you about that. It's a chesed to allow the other person to talk about things that he or she is interested in talking about, even though you inherently are not that interested in listening. But if you apply yourself to listen in an open, honest way, you are doing a chesed for that person. Sometimes you actually could learn something in the process as well, even though initially you felt there was nothing to be gained there. Now, there are times you may be irritated at the topic and you want the person to talk about something else. So you have to really do that tactfully. You know, to say, I heard enough about that garbage already, talk about normal topics, that's how you know As Devarim. Or you always talk about one subject that you're interested in, you seem to be feeble-minded, you're limited, why can't you talk about other things? Are you so mentally challenged that this is the only thing you're able to understand? Stop talking about it already, just because you enjoy the subject. You know, you're talking about this operation, what are you talking about this stuff for? Instead, you shift that, you know. Like, you know, I see you're excited about your new computer. You know, I'm not as interested in computers as you are. And when you talk technical, it gets me dizzy. I don't really understand it. If we could just talk about a topic that we're interested in, both of us, you could be honest about that. Or if you talk about medical things, it gets me anxious. You know, it's too painful for me, you know. You do it in ways that are sensitive. Another thing also is you could feel hurt if, let's say, you have a close friend that forgot to tell you some good news about himself or some information about himself, and later you find out, and you feel hurt about that. Don't make any comments that would be Oino As Devarim. You know, sometimes it happens. Person forgets to tell you something. And so if a person tells you news that it's belated, you know, they should have told you a while ago, about a simcha that happened in their family, or whatever it is, what you do is you express happiness for their good fortune. If you really care about him or her, the simcha, your simcha would be their simcha. It should outweigh that hurt that you feel for the triviality that you heard the news later than you would have wished. You know, if he never tells you the information and you hear it from somebody else, a simcha they should have told you and they didn't call you, whatever it is, so you're a little bit hurt, you still approach that person, congratulate them. Your main message should be their expression of simcha. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your simcha. Now, if you really felt hurt because you felt you're close enough that there should have been a sharing, yes, you do have a right to tell that person, you know, I wish I would have heard it directly from you. It would be really geschmack if I would have heard it straight from you. But make sure to be positive when you say this. Use positive, not hurtful words when you say this. Very often the other person will say, oi, I'm sorry. You know, I was so busy with the simcha and it slipped my mind. And that's what happens, actually, honestly. You're so, distracted with everything that you forgot. A simple misstep of forgetting. There are many, many ways you could be melamed zchus on a person, to judge a person favorably. For example, maybe the person left you a message that you never received. There are times where you call the number thinking it's your number, you left a message and it was for somebody else, and you left it the message on a different phone. Or he tried to call you and you were busy. Or he might have had in mind to notify you and then became overwhelmed with things to do and didn't get a chance to contact you. Or he may not have wanted to bother you. He knew you were in a particular matzah. You were under certain stress and he didn't want to bother you. Or sometimes he wasn't really happy about a certain thing that much. So you don't say things like, I'm very angry at you. Why didn't you tell me that you bought the new house, for example? You call that a friend. I see we're not as close and all, you know. No, you positive approach. I'm happy for you that you're able to buy the house. I'd love to hear about your good fortune. Maybe share this news in the future and so on. So instead of focusing on your being angry and hurt, focus on your happiness for the other person. When you show that you're upset and angry about it, it creates tension, it creates stress in the relationship. It could de-escalate, it could make things worse in the relationship. The second approach of being happy will increase positive feelings. It will improve the relationship. So focus on what you want the relationship to be. Focus on the healing aspects of it. Keep thinking whatever you can do to influence the other person to become a better friend from now on. And you do that. Another thing to recognize is what happens, you know, when someone gives you unclear answers, explanations. You're asking for information and another person is responding to you, but they're not clear. Again, don't respond to them with Einos Devarim. Just ask politely for clearer answers. For example, if you ask somebody how to get to a certain place and their instructions are completely not clear, don't say, that was a muddle-headed, mixed-up reply. Can't you answer straight for once in your life? No. You say, do me a favor, I didn't quite get that. Could you give me clearer information? I have trouble with directions. Could you please be more specific? Don't say you're awful at explaining things or no one in the world could understand you. How come you can't explain yourself clearly? Or didn't anyone ever teach you how to explain things so others could understand them? No. Instead, you say, please explain this to me in a way that I'm able to understand. I'm sorry to inconvenience you. Could you explain it another time or speak slower, add more details so I could get it? And what happens if someone offers to help you and you don't want or need their help? How do you respond to that? When someone offers to assist you, but you don't want their help, be careful how you word your refusal. That's very, very important. Make sure to word your refusal in a way that will not make the person feel hurt. You know, this person, could I bake challahs for you? And you don't particularly like their challahs. You have to be very, very careful. You know, it makes a person feel foolish and awkward. They're asking, you know, people, it's easy for someone to feel foolish and awkward for asking for help when no help is needed. So don't say, I don't need any help. And why do you think I need it? I resent that you want to help me. You think I'm a Nebuch case. You think I'm an object of your mitzvah. Leave me alone. You don't say those things. You're gracious. You say it's really kind of you to offer the help. I admire your chesed. Right now, Baruch Hashem, I'm fine. I don't need it. I'm okay. But it's nice to know that you have a lev toiv, that you want to help. You know, you say something pleasant in your refusal of that help. That's very important. Another thing is when someone refuses to do something you ask him to do for his welfare, what do you do then? Right? You ask someone to help you with something and they refuse. That's an assayin. You know, that's not always easy. It's easy to fall into the trap of Einos Devarim. You have to overcome that. Understand why he's refusing him or her, you know, why they're refusing you to do what you're asking. And if you understand that better, maybe you'll be more tolerant about it. And for example, you may want to speak, you want someone to speak to a Talmud Chacham about some important thing and they refuse. And you might feel like insulting him. They may be frustrated. You know, you don't understand what the motivation is always for someone else refusing something. It could be a person's nervous, they're vulnerable. It's not coming, very rarely is it coming from actual maliciousness. It's based often on fear or insecurities. Okay, so just to review certain aspects of what we talked about today, to be sensitive in the way you respond when people talk to you about topics that don't interest you. It's a chesed, something to listen to them anyway, with a real true listening. Someone failed to tell you good news, to be tactful when you respond to them and be happy for their fortune, to improve the relationship. They give you unclear answers or explanations. You just ask for more clarification respectfully. when someone offers to assist you when you do not need or want their help. Make that refusal, word that refusal in a very, very pleasant way. And if someone refuses to help you, to also be done the kafskos and overcome that hurt and not respond or lash out, but be respectful. Bracha v'atzlacha.